I'm talking with Claire Christie, Art Coordinator for the Pend'Oeuvre Arts Council, one of the organizations that makes Sandpoint a special arts community. Welcome, Claire. Hi, nice to see you.
Hi, thank you. Good to see you too.
Thanks for taking the time. I know it's a busy time of year for the Pend'Oeuvre Arts Council. You have several things coming up, and we want to showcase today mostly the upcoming Arts and Crafts Fair. But before we get to that, there's always new people listening to the morning show. So tell us a little bit about POAC, that's the Pend'Oeuvre Arts Council, and what your mission is and the different ways POAC meets that mission in our community.
Okay, so POAC exists to bring arts to the community, visual arts, performing arts. We do a lot of events throughout the year to raise funds so that we can provide free art lessons to students in the area who don't have it, and performing arts experiences for those kids as well.
Are there other groups that you coordinate with as far as when you say performing arts? I'm thinking of the Missoula Children's Theater, things
yeah.
like that. So you work with other groups coming in possibly?
We do. We bring outside performers that you wouldn't typically see here. We work with the Missoula Children's Theater. We collaborate with the Music Conservatory, the Panada Theater, Maddox Farms. So
that's truly a community-based arts program and organization, nonprofit for sure.
Yes.
So you have a big event coming up. I'm sure you're almost tearing your hair out because it is a really big event. And it's the Arts and Crafts Fair that has been going on for quite a while. Give us a little history and kind of walk us through what's coming up.
So this will be our 49th annual Arts and Crafts Fair. It started in City Beach a long time ago, and it was just a small thing. People would dress up in old-timey costumes, and it's evolved to this really big event. We've got about 100 vendors, and it's all handmade crafts. We don't do any imports. We don't do flea market type stuff or resale. So we, you know, really strive to pick out artists who have developed their craft and depend on these types of fairs to make their business successful.
And so that's coming up in a couple weekends. It's the 14th and 15th of August. Tell us a little bit about the actual, because it was at City Beach. I remember for years going down there, I used to come over from Colville, Washington with my handmade wraparound skirts. And my friend and I, we'd sell those. And then I had another friend that did pottery. So that was years ago, 30, 40 years ago, maybe. And it's really evolved and it's downtown now. So tell us the physical locality, and you say over 100 vendors. Let's get a better picture, a little bit more of a picture of what to expect.
Okay. We closed down 2nd and Main Street, that intersection. And as far as the vendors go, this year we've got lots of cool jewelry. We've got a lot of fiber artists this year. So tie-dye, handmade clothing, hats, all one-of-a-kind type stuff. And we've got our wood vendors. Some people are sculptors, or you might find home goods like furniture, kitchenware, and ceramic artists, painters, potters. It's quite a variety. But I think it's great to have it downtown instead of at the beach. I think it's really good for the local businesses and for parking. And it's just an easy flow from the farmer's market. You go get your veggies and walk around and then just make your way right down the street to us.
I know it's fun. It's really fun to see where the artists come from, where the craftspeople come from. How do you give us a sense of how you decide? Say 100 potters apply. Well, you don't want it all pottery. How do you balance it out so that you have a nice variety of items and booths.
We have a jury that comes in and we look at all the vendors. They submit photos of their work. And it has to be, you know, we vote on certain things and try to keep a variety but we don't like to turn people away either. We're not snobby about it, you know. so I just like to be sure that you can tell it's a handmade goods, one of a kind, and not something you're going to see anywhere else.
Well, I think that's the key right there to entice and to excite people to come on down to the downtown area and take a look at some of what's being offered by these hardworking, by the way.
They are.
Yeah. I have a friend that is a potter in Wisconsin, and I can't believe what it takes to make one mug. It's a process.
Yeah.
So this is the third year. I mean, you actually had the Arts and Crafts Fair last year during the pandemic. Congratulations. It's one of the very few things that stayed. I mean, we're going into the festival. Tonight is the first night of the festival at Sandpoint. Well, when you hear this, it will be the second week of the festival. And they couldn't do it last year, but now they're back. But you stayed right through. How was it last year?
It was a really tough decision to make. I really didn't want to put my vendors, I mean, a lot of people didn't survive. A lot of vendors didn't make it through the pandemic because everything was canceled and they depend on this. So I felt somewhat of a responsibility to do it for them if we could, if it was feasible. And I think we did it safely. We spaced everybody out. Everyone was really good about masks and social distancing, and we didn't face any issues. We didn't see a big spike afterwards. I think everyone was cooperative because we all wanted something to happen.
A social moment and a way to, I mean, a lot of people come down to the Arts and Crafts Fair to get their Christmas presents. Do it early. There's such a variety that just about everyone on your list, if you have a list, you can find something for. And so last year, as you said, the vendors themselves needed the outlet to sell, and the community needed something to feel a little bit normal again. Luckily, your venue is outside. So, and you did a good job. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
On keeping that going. I wanted to give another, a little bit more of a picture of, you come down anytime during those days. What are the hours, by the way?
It's 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday.
Okay. So you come down there and you walk around and you shop and it's casual. You can go to the park, as you say, go to the farmer's market, come back. Are there food vendors?
Yes, we have 3 food vendors this year. We've got Jupiter Jane Traveling Cafe, and then we have Azar's Greek Food. The gyros are amazing. And the Panada Theater is going to do ice cream and root beer floats for us.
Fantastic. What a good idea. Did they do that last year?
No, this is their first time.
I love root beer floats. Really cool. That is a great idea, because I think for some reason, I'm not sure if they're doing the festival this year, but this is perfect. And they're right here. So good. There's food vendors, and then there's food over by the farmer's market. There's other food too. This town has some great food vendors. So
it really does.
So this has been going on for over 40 years. It's an important part of the artists who participate in the shoppers, as we've said. So what do you want to say to the listeners right now? Come on down.
Come experience it. I think, you know, the first year we're kind of coming out of the pandemic, things are returning to normal. It might just be a different entirely experience from last year, where they'll be hugging and saying hello and shaking people's hands and seeing their smiles. So if you came down last year, I would definitely come back because it's going to be different and different vendors too. People come in and out every year. So you're definitely going to see something you haven't seen before. Yeah.
So excellent. The other thing to just add to that, looking ahead at the National Weather Service, which I look at every day, I think it's going to cool off.
And that would be great.
I think it is. I mean, there's no big spike of 100 degrees coming at that time in 2 weeks from now. So let's hope for that. I think that's what you're going to get. Well, POAC does more than just the Arts and Crafts Fair. And let's talk a little bit about, you have a summer concert series. Can you tell us anything about that coming up?
Yeah, we are working with Maddox Farms. We're going to have some free concerts on August 12th and August 26th at Farman Park. Eichhardt's does beer and wine, and you can head over to the food court and see what's open and get something to eat, throw your blanket down and see some live music.
I didn't realize POAC was part, the Pondere Arts Council was part of that, because I went to the last concert last week. It was excellent.
It was a blast.
No, the thing that really struck me is the band was standing on stage before they started, and they said, as we all felt as audience, they said, this is the first audience we've played in front of in 18 months. It was a moment of celebration.
Absolutely.
And so you've got two more concerts coming up, August 12th and 26th. I'm sure there's information on your website about that.
Yes.
And that's...
We've got Super Sparkle on the 12th and Stillhouse Junkies on the 26th.
I love the names of bands these days.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, that's always fun. And then you have your, it's your fall, winter, art offering of performance arts. Tell us about that.
We will be announcing that at the end of August, but we do have some really fun things coming to the Panada. I would just keep an eye out on our website, our Facebook. We'll announce it towards the end of next month.
So that people can like you on Facebook. What's that Facebook? Just POAC or Pondere Arts Council?
It's Pondere Arts Council.
Okay. And then your website is?
Artinsandpoint.org.
Artinsandpoint.org. Okay.
We still have Art Walk is still going on. People can still pick up a brochure and walk around until September 3rd. We'll be doing a closing reception Friday, September 3rd for that. You can get your passport to get it stamped at 10 different locations, turn it into me, and we do a drawing for a fun POAC gift basket. But it's a good opportunity to see local artists work and visit the businesses downtown. It's a fun time.
Fantastic. I didn't realize that the art walk was still happening.
Yeah, all summer.
Good to know. And it ends September 3rd. You can get a passport. You can get it stamped and then maybe win something. Everybody likes to try to win something. Also, I wanted to talk briefly about, you're in the new building that was the old City Hall. I think it was a fire station years and years and years ago. I interviewed Karin Wiedelmeyer the other day and about the Sandpoint, the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. It's their new building, but you have a section in it. And what kind of collaboration, how perfect is it that you're in that building with another great art organization in our community?
We like to say it's the Center for Arts and Culture because you've got performing arts, music, and visual arts all in one, under one roof. We have a gallery in our office that we rent that's open during the week, and sometimes we'll be open on Saturdays. And then we hang artwork in their little Carnegie Hall, and the kids see it when they're in there taking classes. Parents see it when they're having performances. They open the doors up and it kind of turns into an open air gallery.
That's perfect. It is really beautiful in there. And I think that Karin and the Music Conservatory have just begun. They've got their doors.
Yes.
The fire doors are ready. She showed them to me the other day, and they're ready to open those doors and play music. And I have a feeling they're going to be having some music during the Arts and Crafts Fair.
They are. Yeah, they're going to open the doors up, and you should be able to hear it throughout the street.
That's exciting. That's what a Center for Arts and Culture is all about.
Definitely.
A place that really, you got to hand it to Karin. She had a vision 20 years ago to have this. And for you guys to be a part of it, for the Pondere Arts Council to be right there with it, in it, is unbelievable, actually. It's very ideal. And so good place for you to be.
Great. Most definitely. Yeah.
And that building is on the corner of 2nd and Main. It's on the northeast corner, but you can't miss it. It's stunning. And it's just begun. So anything else that you want to bring up to our listeners in this segment with the Pondere Arts Council today? This is Claire Christie. She's the arts coordinator. So Claire, anything else you want to say?
I just encourage people to get out there this summer and experience all the events that are happening. And just thank you to everybody who supports us and comes to our events. All our sponsors and donors have really helped us out during the last year. And we're always looking for more involvement. If anybody wants to volunteer or participate in any of these things, let us know. And I hope everybody has a really good time at the Arts and Crafts Fair.
Perfect. And on August 12th, there's that free concert in Farman Park. It's a Thursday night. I think the music starts at 6:00.
It does.
Yeah.
Yep. And come throw a blanket down.
There were so many people there. It was really fun. And you mentioned how people can, we're talking about how people can support Pondere Arts Council, POAC. How would they get a hold of you? You mentioned the website, but how would people get a hold of you?
You can donate on our website. You can put in an inquiry about volunteering or becoming an artist member on our website. You can always give the office phone a call, 208-263-6139. There's multiple ways that you can get in touch with us.
Okay, you can even stop by.
Yes, come see me.
You bet. And so that website again is
artinsandpoint.org.
Artinsandpoint.org.
Yes.
Okay, well, Claire Christie, you have a lot on your plate these days. You're doing a great job. Thanks for taking the time to do this little interview and give us an update on what's going on at POAC, the Pondere Arts Council, a gem here in our area.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, thank you.